Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I can't believe I just missed a fantasy football draft. I auto-drafted the entire thing, the starting quarterback for this team in a super, yes, a super league with two quarterbacks eligible to play, is Ryan fucking Tannehill. Am I even saying his name right? That's the dude? Unbelievable. I can't believe I'm that dude. But that's the way life is, I guess, right now. A little busy. And also, I already have another team, a more important team, a franchise that has been around for, what, 6 years? I can't be that person trusted in a second fantasy league. I can't. I'm sorry. I apologize to those league members, but I will sell my team for $10. Honestly, I'll sell my team for $10. That second team. Anyways, let's begin this hockey podcast, the last one. Yes, the last episode of Sipping on a 40 for quite some time.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Yo, welcome, yes, welcome to another episode of Sippin' on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen. That's K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. And I'm smiling right now because I'm so embarrassed, yet so happy that I announced the fact that I'm one of those people, okay? One of those dickheads, an auto-drafter. But I'm also happy that I just mentioned that that team is up for sale for $10. $10. Take it. Starting quarterback, Ryan. Oh, man. The auto drafter in the first two picks, I'll tell you what, didn't do that bad. Okay, you got George Kittle and Derrick Henry. Not bad. Anyways, hockey show, right? I guess the first, what, 3-4 minutes of this show? How long have we been going for? 2 minutes? I don't even know. I guess that all the football talk really tells you that this is indeed the end of Sipping on a 40 for this season, this 12-month run. I'm taking a break. We'll be back in 5 weeks at some sort of pace, but we will have you covered for the draft and free agency, the offseason, the new season, and a very fascinating season coming up next for the Vancouver Canucks. You thought this was something? Yo, real talk. Next year, the pressure is on. I guess we can start the episode like this. First off, right? Vancouver, you're over it. Friday's embarrassing loss. I'm talking about the game itself. Yes, it hurts because it was a game 7. But it's been 3 days, and the team overachieved. You're over it. You're looking towards the future, the immediate future. The Vancouver Canucks, going into this, again, new season, will have so many eyes on the franchise. First off, right, they have two of the best players in the league. Second, they're in Vancouver. You could reverse the order of that short list. It works either way. The eyes will really be on this team. The pressure, it's going to be dialed up. I think the players that are leading this team, well, we've been through it many times, right? The top end players on this team are the right players to have in place to set the culture. I just don't know if the other guys, yes, I'm calling them the other guys. Are they the right ones to go on this quest with, again, some elite talent? Look, the Stanley Cup, right? To get one of those, you need a lot of things going your way. You need luck. And of course, you need a team effort. A lot of players have to buy in. A lot of players have to equate to positive results. It can't just be these top end guys. But just based on what I'm looking at right now and what's wrapped up and this thing called cap hell. I know it's not your favorite word, Okay. I know it's not your favorite word, but it is the case, right? You're pretty much going to see. Yes, you're pretty much going to see a roster that looks very similar, if not a little bit more thin, because of, again, cap hell and a lot of players to sign. And I don't know how much of a problem that will be for this franchise, because again, their top-end talent is so near the top tier of, again, top-end talent, that they'll be able to do a lot of magnificent things. In fact, they would probably be capable of miracles. Yes, miracles. And we saw that throughout this playoff run. We did. Next year is a big year. The offseason is a fascinating year. And again, we'll be back. We'll be back then. When will I make a comeback? I wrote this down. I'll only make a comeback. Woo! If I land this conversation. Yes, I'm trying to land this conversation for the people. Yes, the people. Woo! Of Vancouver. And if we get it, I will come back from this short hiatus. Who is the person involved in this conversation, this potential conversation? I don't know. It could be Thomas Drance. It could be Mike Gillis. It really could be Mike Gillis. Who knows? No, real talk. Those are the only two people I want to talk to before we really, really wrap it up. I'll come out of retirement, short retirement, for one of those two conversations. Yes, I think both equate to the same standard. I'm saying equate a lot. Is that because I've been reading more? Maybe. Hey, look, let's put on something else, okay? Let's put on some relaxing music, okay? You know, I'm talking about what? My retirement? My short retirement coming up here, 5 weeks of not having to hockey podcast? That is going to be a little something. It's been 12 months. Didn't really expect that. September to September, sipping on a 40. Has not only been on the mind, it's been somewhat in production. Hockey Talk in general, for 12 months, has been in production. So I am really excited to take this time off. Take it off. Man, can you bump up the music? Can I tell the people a little story here? Yo, shout out to the city of Vancouver. You know how beautiful that place is on a day like this? On a long weekend? Real talk. I can't wait to set the personal schedule up. Look, this city's so dope. Went to a random spot to read a book, smoke a joint. It was beautiful. That's life right there. And while reading and being at that moment, in that moment, as I should say, I realized that it is time to wrap things up. For sure. I didn't know if I wanted to run a seven episode set of just numerous top 10 lists to cope with a sporting loss. And you know the deal, right? If you're a longtime listener, every time this city loses, we have fun. We play promiscuous and we get on with these lists. I was really going to do that. 7 top 10s to cope with this. But that book I'm reading, what's it called? The Illegal? The Illegal, right? Yo, that book is beautiful. Beautiful. Patience was needed with that book. Received it in 2016. Started reading it. Hated it after 10 pages. Thought it was gross. Thought it was the first bad book I've ever read. And for some reason, I picked it up, 2 months ago? And it's it. It's the reason for retirement, yo. 5 weeks. Yes, 5 weeks of retirement. Gonna be reading a ton of books. And I can't wait. It's been a while. Got off to a hot start with the whole reading thing in 2020, but definitely haven't really done much of it because of sports, and that's cool. What else do we want to talk about on today's episode? Oh, can we touch on this? If we're going to talk about cap hell, right? Yo, can you put on some, what's some hell music? Hell music instrumental. I do want to touch on this a little bit more. Chris Tanev, right? Chris Tanev. The people are replying to this poll question on NuxMisconduct.com. Is Chris Tanev a top 5 defenseman? I don't know. Somebody replied with top 8. I don't know. He's solid, though. And he's been solid for a long time, pretty much since 2012. Is he a top five defenseman? Because if that's the case, this loss is deep. It's deep. It's rooted. Guy's been around for a long time. Look, Chris Tanev is a fucking warrior. A warrior. He really is. And we've given so many hours to a couple of players throughout the year, right? We barely talked about Quinn Hughes' defensive partner, Chris Tanev. And he's been doing it. A warrior. That guy's face. He doesn't even care about his own face. He will put it on the line for not only the boys in the dressing room, not only for Francesco Aquilini, the boss. He's doing it for the city of Vancouver. Again, risking his face all the time. And his dick. He doesn't care. He will block anything. He will block anything. I guess if this was Chris Tanev's last game with the Vancouver Canucks, there's no other way I would send him off. I spoke the truth there. Real talk. He would risk it all for the city of Vancouver. When did this dude ever take a shift off? I never understood his understanding or his process throughout a hockey game. How come he never turned it off? Right? He's been hurt so many times. How come he never turned it off? Why did he continue to be that competitive? And again, doing it for the city, risking it all. Chris Tanev. Do we have an applause? Guy's crazy, yo. Guy's crazy. Unbelievable, yo. He is one of those players. He'll never be the face of the NHL, but if somebody new was watching hockey, I think they would be very, very impressed with Chris Tanev. Now, is he a player that might have lost a step in this long career of his? Yes. But again, does he ever turn it off? No. Does he ever stop risking it all? No. And the casual viewer would be able to point that out. And the way, you know, he excels in being competitive in this specific sport, you can't find that anywhere else in the world of sport. What other sport has one of their athletes, again, risking it all, blocking everything, absorbing these fucking hits from big, massive human beings coming at you on ice skates and just, again, taking it for the team. How about that rubber puck? Frozen. Hard as fuck. He would block everything. Yo, Chris Tanev, is this guy getting the biggest send-off? Is this guy getting the biggest speech ever on Sipping on a 40? I guess so. I guess that's how we're going to end this season. Dude deserves it. Dude, can we give him another one? Yo, I'm going to miss Chris Tanev, yo. I'm going to miss that dude. Shit, I didn't know. I didn't know the episode was going to go there. And these are the best episodes when you really don't know where they're going to go. Real talk. Sipping on a 40. It's been a good first season. Definitely humbled. Humbled, yes. This market just littered. And that may be the wrong word to use here. And if it is, I'm sorry. But it is littered with talent. With talent covering the game of hockey. It is really something else. I know you get a lot of it. And just by science, saturation is created. But if you really look closely through a lot of bullshit, yeah, again, talent. We've been saying it all year that this the market. Yes, if you're trying to create and innovate hockey coverage or whatever you want to call this, what better place to do it from than the West Coast, the best coast? Real talk. It's time for me to leave. Oh, man. What's the send-off music here, yo? Can we pick something? Can we pick something under fun? Oh, we got it. Yes, the Packers. The NFL is coming back. It's coming back when? Thursday? in a couple of days? How did that happen? I swear to you, I think society, and I'm not a scientist, okay? Or in this case, a sociologist. Am I saying that right? I don't know. Not the smartest dude, okay? But I think society is getting used to this, living with COVID-19 out there. I really do. The NFL is just back. Yes, there's no fans in stadiums, but it's back. It's back. And we've seen what's happened with the NBA and the NHL. It does not matter if fans are not there. If the presentation is done right, people will be watching. Football, it's back. Sunday matters again. Real talk. Speaking of which, I will be doing a football show centered around cheese. Yes, cheese. You want to know more about it? Go follow me, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawan. First episode this Sunday, and I'll fill you in on a little secret. The show is being built this week. Now we've done a lot of pre-production sometime in March, and now we have a week to really, really get into it. You couldn't do this part of the process back then. You needed football in the air. I'm stoked. Who knows how the show is going to sound exactly? Who knows what will be on the show? Who will be on the show? But I know it's going to be a great thing. I really, really do. Hey, sipping on a 40. It's been a fun ride. This year has been something else. It really has. I can't even speak much about it. It just got me everywhere. It really has. I do appreciate all the listeners, all the love, all the consistency in Vancouver. Yes, Vancouver. That's why we do it. Yes, the Posted Up Studios. That's why we do it. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Yo, bang the drums all day. Peace.